So in Brooklyn, in the neighborhood I live in, it's actually called, one of the parts of Brooklyn is called Midwood. Midwood is actually, there are many Orthodox Jews on my street, which is about, I'm just going to count about 10 blocks, just 10 blocks left and 10 blocks right. There are actually two families of Chinese origin, us, which is a mix of secular Jew and secular Jews and Vietnamese, and another family who's that is also a secular Jew, but everyone else in our neighborhood is very Orthodox. And on Saturday, there are no cars, there are no bicycles, there are only people walking with their families going to the synagogues. But once you take the train out of our neighborhood, you can go to a neighborhood that's fully Russians. Russians mean, for us, it's probably, they've been there, there's probably three generations ago that they started immigrating. That the most popular, the still the main Russian neighborhood is Sheepshead Bay. My boyfriend has friends from there who they immigrated from Russia when they were 6 years old, 5 years old, 4 years old. And I mean, they still speak Russian at home. And I have friends who are of Chinese origin. I mean, they speak Cantonese or Mandarin at home. But once we meet each other, we speak English with an American accent, with a very, like, just depend on, it depends on where we grew up. But I have a friend who, his family immigrated from Taiwan, and they moved to a borough of Manhattan called, a borough of New York called Staten Island. It's just, his neighbors were all Italians, Americans. So he, whenever we, like, he speaks with an Italian-American accent. And you would not, if you did not see his face, you wouldn't think that his parents were from China. But he's just fully, he has the accent, he has the Staten Island lingo, and he punctuates his sentence with four-letter words, such as fuck and stuff like that. But it's funny. It's just, it's who we are. It's we're made by our neighborhoods.